Sports Beat Extra with Odrin Johnson on Beat.
After making it through the qualifiers, the Irish women's cricket team found out who they'd be coming up against in this summer's T20 Cricket World Cup. They've been drawn in Group B alongside England, Scotland, New Zealand, the West Indies and Sri Lanka. I caught up with star player and all-rounder Orla Prendergast following the group announcement. Orla, how are you getting on, firstly, after all the commotion of the last few weeks? You finally know where you're going to be now come June.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, a bit of a come down after the high of the World Cup qualifiers in January. And yeah, we've all enjoyed some nice time off and obviously received the news of our group that we'll be coming up against in the World Cup, which is very exciting for us.
I want to go back, I suppose, to those qualifiers initially and talk about the first game against Papua New Guinea, where you kind of got that crucial half century, and it was kind of, I suppose, it sets your side off on a really good footing for a qualification tournament. But for you, I suppose, how much of a boost did that give to yourself going into that those few games? And then on top of that as well, the team itself?
Yeah, definitely. I think the first game in a qualifier is always one that there's a lot of pressure on. I think every team wants to go off on the right foot and every player individually. I think wants to put in a performance in that first game. I think it'll be hard if you start slowly in a competition to gather momentum as it goes on. So yeah, I suppose as a team, it's obviously a huge result. PNG are definitely a dangerous side. So to beat them so convincingly, I think gave us a lot of confidence, and then also sent a message to the other teams of how we were going to go about our cricket in that tournament. And yeah, I suppose personally, it was off the back of a long enough series in South Africa with ups and downs. So yeah, to start strong is definitely every player's desire, and I was happy to do that.
I know, obviously, you get player of the match in that game, and you're no stranger to getting it at this stage. But, you know, in a qualifier like that, does it add a bit more pressure, I suppose, to your own game to continue on those really big performances going forward? Or do you kind of almost compartmentalise it and throw it to one side until you can properly appreciate it later down the line?
I think so, yeah. I think the games come so thick and fast in qualifiers. We played basically every second day. So the games fly around really. Before you know, you've played two, you've played three, and then you're into the business stage of the group. Yeah, I suppose player of the matches are always something that every player wants. It's something I put a lot of pressure on myself to achieve, is standing up in those big games, and qualifiers is kind of as big as it gets before the actual World Cup for us. They're huge tournaments. So yeah, I think to stand up in any of those games is always really important.
Like, there's obviously a lot of responsibility on you being an all-rounder. I know, and in the T20 format as well, it's so fast-paced. Like, how do you manage that sort of quick nature of it and kind of having to shift between roles so fast?
Yeah, it definitely has its challenges. I think specifically in training, it can be hard at times to practice both skills. You only have so many hours in the week or so many training hours. So that's definitely a challenge. And then I suppose in game, I see it as a benefit, really. I think it takes a lot of pressure off one side of my game. Obviously, you always want all three facets of the game to come off, batting, bowling and fielding. But if one of them doesn't and we bat first and it doesn't go as I planned, I think I'm always just so excited to get back out there and get the ball in my hand again and contribute that way, or vice versa. If it doesn't go as planned with the ball in my hand, I can always fall back on my batting and hope that goes my way on that day. So yeah, I think I always think about players that just bat or just bowl, and it must add a lot more pressure to just a single skill. So yeah, it's definitely a massive positive for me, I think.
I know if you're like just a sole batter or a bowler, like you're focusing on one skill, as you mentioned, and you're kind of switching between different technical aspects of your own game. But is there one part of, I suppose, the mental side of it that stays consistent throughout all three of those positions?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think my routine is something that I've come to know and love a lot more as I've kind of grown into my international career. It's something I didn't really invest too much time in at the start. But I think as time goes on and you experience peaks and troughs in your career, it's really crucial to have a routine to come back to. That you know that if you get that right, you're set up well for the day, really. It's something that I like to go by. I'm quite precise with the way I like to go about things. I'm quite superstitious. So yeah, having a routine is definitely something that both batting and bowling, it stays relatively the same, but it's definitely crucial for me.
I suppose obviously the standout moment of the qualifiers is the Thailand game, but you know, is there a moment that sticks out to you outside of that kind of particularly in the tournament where you think, okay, I feel this is all coming together nicely now and I feel like we're on the right path?
Yeah, I think that Netherlands game, definitely. It was one that there was a massive amount of pressure on. It was our second game of the Super Sixes, and the first one against Scotland didn't go our way. So that was a must-win game, really, with the way the rest of our tournament was laid out. And we came out and we were all guns blazing. Batted well, probably not as well as we have or as we could, but definitely got enough to challenge them. And then we bowled out of our skin. It was an unbelievable atmosphere and intensity out there. It's something that we are probably were slightly lacking throughout the competition. So to pull up as we did with the all that intensity and energy at the business end when it really matters, is definitely a moment that I look back on.
Because you convincingly get results against both the Netherlands and then Thailand. Like that kind of, again, I know you mentioned kind of sending that message to other teams to that know that Ireland is on the map and they're here to play. But for ye, I suppose, when you go into the dressing room afterwards, like that must be a massive boost to have come away with such a convincing win, especially in that Thailand game as well, where it almost feels like a knockout game.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think those are the pressure games that players probably don't really acknowledge the amount that is on the back of the game, but each and every one of us knows just how much is weighing on it. And yeah, there are teams that we back ourselves to take down fairly convincingly pretty much every day of the week. But in qualifying tournaments, strange things can happen. And T20 format specifically, it's a funny format where yeah, different things can happen on any day and can go for or against you. So yeah, definitely a huge amount of confidence individually and as a group to finish that tournament so convincingly.
I think if you look back over the last few years, like this Irish team has really developed over the course of the last number of years in particular. I think back to that, obviously that game in September 2024 against England, that historic victory, which we'll touch on later on. But, you know, what do you think, I suppose, has been the key factor in the last few years that has led to this success?
I think the introduction of contracts for us definitely has been huge. We had part-time contracts come in, I think around 2021, 2022, and then full-time contracts as a result of that, which has been huge for us. We had lots of girls working part-time and education part-time and then obviously playing cricket part-time. But the amount of us now that are training and playing full-time is huge. It gives you so many more hours in the gym, training, working with coaches. And definitely, I think that's the turning point where we really took a leap. I think we always competed with the top nations, but probably struggled to get over the line and get those wins. I think there's probably a pretty clear point where we started getting those victories, which definitely I think correlates pretty much straight to our contract time.
Do you think as well, I know looking at that victory against Thailand again, like they've been known, I suppose, in the past to have caused a few upsets against some of the bigger teams as well. Like, is getting a convincing victory against them kind of setting you almost apart from them in a sense that it's not just once-offs when you get big victories against big teams, that you're actually almost on the precipice of getting to that stage where you're considered in the conversation with those bigger teams?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think part of the challenge is kind of separating yourself from some of those slightly lower ranked nations. I think you can be naturally grouped due to your ranking with certain teams. And I think for a period of time, we definitely were grouped with the likes of Netherlands and Thailand, Zimbabwe. But each of those teams we've beaten very convincingly consistently now for the last 2 or 3 years. Yeah, as you say, Thailand definitely have put it up to us in the past, specifically in the qualifiers in 2019, they beat us. But that's the last time they've beaten us in recent years. So I think that's half the battle, is kind of consistently playing well enough to beat those teams to almost gather your momentum away from them and up and push into those higher ranked teams and that you're grouped with them and that they're the teams that you're really competing with and looking to beat.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel, I know obviously you'll go out onto the pitch now and a lot of the players will consider you as someone to lean on because of, you know, your prowess and so many different aspects of the game. But, you know, how is your, I suppose, game evolved over time to cope with that sort of level of pressure that is put on you?
Yeah, definitely, absolutely has evolved. I think when I look back at the beginning of my career, I didn't really know my left from my right, to be honest. I think I was just a young player trying to find their feet in international cricket, as I suppose most players do. And then, yeah, I think I've been lucky enough to have some franchise opportunities. I've played in England in county cricket a good bit in the last few years. So I've kind of gained experiences like that I think hold myself in good stead. But also I think it gives some of the girls a bit of a shoulder to lean on if they're looking for advice or support. Yeah, I'm always happy to try and guide anyone who's willing to listen to me, really.
What does it, I suppose, the next few months look like for you guys as a unit? Because I know you'll want to take this great form from the qualifiers over to the World Cup in June, but there's such a distance in between then. Like, what can you realistically do to keep, I suppose, not only morale high, but also skill levels high?
Yeah, and we have a pretty big training block coming up these next couple of months in March and April, and then our home season will kick off. We have a tri series coming up against West Indies and Pakistan in Clontarf. So that'll be 2 T20s against each of those sides, which is perfect prep, really. We'll be facing the West Indies in our group in the World Cup. And obviously, we have played Pakistan a lot recently, and we know they're a good side to prepare against. So yeah, that's kind of next on our list, I suppose, a big winter block Lots of training and then into some high quality cricket to prepare for the World Cup.
That group as well, like it is on paper, it's a really exciting opportunity, I suppose, for Irish cricket to go over. Like there's so many, I suppose, geographical rivalries there, and on top of that as well, teams that, as you mentioned, like the West Indies and Sri Lanka and New Zealand, like are really good test opportunities for yourselves to get out against. You know, for yourself, I suppose you have to talk about that England game from 2024. Like you scored 80 that day. Is that still your career best, I believe? And you know, like, talk to me about when you saw cricket in the or saw England in the group rather. Was that the first memory that came to mind? Do you think back to that game quite a bit?
Absolutely, yeah. Got an incredible day for Irish women's cricket. A historic win, and yeah, definitely. I think it's something that we can take massive confidence from. Playing against England is always so exciting. It goes without saying that there's a big rivalry there and a team that we desperately want to beat. So yeah, to see their name in our group, hugely exciting. And then I suppose Scotland as well, another geographical rivalry. And a team that we've played a lot against. Unfortunately, they've gotten the best of us a few times recently, but a team that we no doubt back ourselves to take down. We're obviously still in the hunt for our first World Cup win. And I think this summer, this tournament, and this group all bodes for great opportunities for us.
Scotland as well, I suppose, probably not in the conversation as much a lot with the group that people are looking at, but you know, they've obviously come through their own qualifiers as well, and they'll be on a boost from that as well. You know, are they the ones that realistically you look at as the sort of they're in the same playing field as we are right now, and they'll be battling the same battles that we are?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think teams that have come from the qualifiers probably are all in a similar boat. We're underdogs in a sense, but I don't think we view ourselves as underdogs. I think we've beaten enough teams that are ranked well above us consistently now that we know that we can put it up to any team on our day. And yeah, this group is a very exciting one. I think we played the West Indies in the last World Cup, and she went down to the last ball, definitely the last over. So the team that we know that definitely could have gone our way on that day. Yeah, West Indies, Scotland, Sri Lanka, we've beaten thanks to an incredible performance from Gabby Lewis last summer. So yeah, there's endless opportunities there in that group.
Do you think for England they'll probably remember back in 2024, obviously in a much more disappointing light, but they'll be looking towards this game and thinking this is our chance to get revenge?
Yeah, definitely. I think so. I'd say that it definitely stung them to lose to us that day. I'm sure they have excuses of having brought a slightly weaker 11, but that doesn't take away from the fact that we took them down. And yeah, beat a team that are ranked far, far above us. So I certainly, if I was in their position, it would be still stinging me, and I wouldn't be able to wait to get back out to play us. So yeah, I can only imagine that's how they're feeling.
I have a preference, I suppose, for the games that are coming up. The New Zealand one in particular strikes me as really interesting. For a personal note, if you allow me to go on a tangent for a second here, but so my partner is from New Zealand and she's massively into cricket. So last year, I think I booked us tickets to go and see them play in the Hampshire Bowl on June 19th, which at the time was a qualifier versus New Zealand. Me not thinking how that would end up or whatever, and now subsequently it's Ireland versus New Zealand. So what turned into probably a romantic getaway is now going to be a complete fight to the death from the both of us, I think. So I expect big things from that game, and considering the fact that the last game I saw Ian live was that England game in Clontarf, I'm expecting another 80 on the day. Do you think you'll be able to provide that?
Oh God, I certainly hope so. We'll be doing our absolute best. Yeah, I actually haven't personally played against New Zealand before. One of the only teams I haven't played against, so really looking forward to that personally. And yeah, they're just another team that we definitely will be going out all guns blazing to take down.
Absolutely. Well, Orla Prendergast, thank you so much. Best luck with the prep in the coming few months, and best luck with the World Cup come June.
Thank you very much.